Fargo business owner Brandon Maidenwald is chairman of the group ND Open Sundays. He says the so-called blue laws have been problematic from the start.
It started back in 1889 when North Dakota first became a state, and almost immediately, within 20 or 30 years, it became very unworkable. And so over the course of the last over 100 years now, we've been taking a hacksaw to this law over and over again to try to make it make sense, whether it was allowing people to play baseball on Sundays, whether it was allowing pharmacies to be open so people could get their medication, grocery stores, and even, you know, noon opening, which of course happened in 1991. We've been slowly changing this law, and that process has really never stopped.
With another attempt to repeal the law underway, Maidenwald says ND Open Sundays has launched a new website designed to track the legislation. He says the idea is to put a hyper-focus on the issue,
which shows all the members of the North Dakota House, as well as their past history, their prior history with voting, both in 2013 and 2017 when these issues arose. And it also even goes as far as to try to track how we believe they'll vote based on both their history as well as public statements they've made. So that gives people a one-stop shop where they can go and see exactly what representatives are going to be voting, how they're going to be voting. And every individual representative also has a page where you can click one button to send them a quick email. We list their phone numbers that are publicly available via the Secretary of State's website. And we also have some handy social media links, which allow users to share the current position of their local representatives as well.
The House tracker can be found at the group's website, ndopensundays.com. Again, that's ndopensundays.com. For Prairie Public, I'm Todd McDonald.